SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Turning someone else's trash into treasure with a jellyfish sculpture crafted from marine debris. It's just one of the sea creatures created from discarded fishing nets by artist Colette Gray.
So it's all the marine debris that's been collected, it's been washed up rubbish off the beach, and then come to make use of something. Our big goal is to keep our beaches clean and pristine, and also protecting our marine life that's in the water as well. People were also learning about our culture, as well as learning about our connection with the sea.
The sculptures on display in Ceduna in South Australia are showcasing Indigenous culture. Another artist, Janine Gray, says they are raising awareness about harmful fishing practices.
We love the ocean. We go out fishing. If we catch too much, we share it out to family.
Two sculptures from this area, a crab called Guldamura and Jidara the whale, have been sold to a Swiss gallery. Colette Gray again.
He got to go to Monaco overseas. So last year he done a tour in Europe and he's been having some fun times and he sailed a long way from us. But it's good to have that feedback and comments come back to us.
The ocean is a strong theme for these artists. The Mirning people are the cultural custodians of the Great Australian Bight, a nationally significant whale nursery. The Aboriginal nations of South Australia's far west coast stood together to protest against oil drilling here, and in 2020, the Norwegian company Equinor pulled out of the controversial project. Janine Gray says some of the art show what could have been the future.
They was going to drill in the Bight, but we had a protest here. And if they did drill, this what would have happened. All the oil spill, and everything would have been skeletal on the sea.
Another artist, Sherry Jones, says women and children from the Yalata community, west of Ceduna, collected discarded rope from fishing vessels and other recycled material to make an image of a South Australian harlequin reef fish.
It means that we're doing something good for our community, and also our environment and keeping Mother Earth safe.
She says the model of an orca, also a result of the collaboration, carries an important message.
It was also made with black and white, also to make a big statement for reconciliation, and also Indigenous and non-Indigenous working together for the next generation to make it a better place for us. One of my favourites.
Bringing Indigenous and non-Indigenous communities together. That story by South Australian correspondent Peter Doherty in Ceduna, South Australia. I'm Alan Lee for SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.